Hey, it's Scott, and I'm recording some stuff for Channel 9. I'm here in Sweden at Oradev. That's pronounced correctly?
Yeah, Oradev.
Oradev. See? I'm not pronouncing it correctly, but that's okay. I'm here with Tess Ferrandez, escalation engineer and master debugger, and you've got a cool demo to show me here. We've got a website
yes.
that's not working correctly.
Mm-hmm. Got a website here that's being a bit slow, so if I go in, now I'm pretending to be two users in these two different browsers, and I'm going to first select my page with this one and then with this one, and when they come back you see this page takes about 5 seconds to execute, which is a long time regardless, but this page here takes 8 seconds to execute, and it's the same page, so obviously this one is somehow is waiting on this one to finish.
Okay, so you're kind of simulating having two users in two different places.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have a concurrency thing here.
Yeah.
Kind of a
so
poor man's concurrency.
So what we have here is basically the a regular performance issue, and we want to try to figure out what's going on here and why it's being so slow.
Okay.
So I'm going to close these down, and I'm going to go in and stress test this. So I'm going to use, instead of just the two users, I'm going to stress it to use about 200 users or even more.
So how are you going to simulate that on a laptop here?
So I'm using a tool called TinyGet that comes with the IIS resource kit. TinyGet is basically a poor man's stress test. What it does is it sends off a number of HTTP requests, and you configure it to tell it how many concurrent ones and how many times it's going to loop through this script, which is basically using that page.
Wow, that's very convenient. And that's
mm-hmm.
that's free and just go download it.
Yeah, IIS resource kit.
Very cool. So that's creating the problem right now. So
mm-hmm.
it's happening right now.
Right now it's hanging. If I would go in and look at any other page, even one that is not related to this, is going to be
yeah.
extremely slow.
Okay.
So what we're going to do, hopefully this is still running, I'm going to go ahead and take a snapshot of the process to see what it's doing. And a snapshot, what I mean by snapshot is basically a memory dump.
Okay, so you're just going to go and right-click inside of
yeah.
Task Manager here.
And I'm going to choose the W3WP process because that's the one serving
right.
ASP.NET. And I'm going to just go ahead and do create dump file
All right.
to take a snapshot. So this is going to create a snapshot in the temp folder.
Right.
And
then this has been something that's been built in since Vista, right? You can just
yeah.
right-click
so
on any process.
Above, you can
create dump.
And even before that, you can take dumps, but you have to use a tool like debugdiag or ADplus, which is slightly more inconvenient if you have... if you have someone who's not familiar with those kind of tools.
Okay, so there's a memory dump now that's a snapshot in time, and it's sitting in my temp folder.
Yeah.
So typically, I would have to go, and I'm saying this as a non-debugger,
mm-hmm.
I would go and install the debugging tools for Windows,
yes.
and I'd run this thing called WinDBG that looks really scary.
Yeah,
and
load
I would,
up as well.
I don't know how to do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
That's what you do all day. Is
but
it is it easier
it's
now?
Not what you do.
No, I don't do it. I know how to push analyze, and that's
yeah.
if it doesn't solve it for me, I'm pretty much out of luck.
So from 4.0,
okay.
We can now debug memory dumps or debug mixed mode, do mixed mode debugging in Visual Studio. Before you could open up dumps in Visual Studio,
mm-hmm.
but you wouldn't be able to do .NET debugging in dumps for 2.0 and.
So Visual Studio didn't know anything about dumps before.
Well, it did know about dumps, but not about .NET.
Oh, so it knew about C++ dumps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so what you do here is you go ahead and right-click on the dump. She's open with Visual Studio 2010.
Okay.
And this
oh,
is
wow.
bringing up the dump.
Let's zoom in on that.
What it's going to tell you here is a couple of things. First, there was no exception. I just took the dump
okay.
because it was hanging, so there was no exception to be had. This is the OS version. I'm using a pre-RTM build-up.
Oh, you haven't upgraded. You haven't upgraded yet.
but I think it's the latest pre-RTM build.
Right, right. That's the release candidate.
Yeah, and this is the 4.0 beta 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells me a little bit about modules that I have installed. Blah blah blah.
Oh, that's a very friendly view that it loads up.
And over here, there are a couple of different things you could do. You can debug with mixed, which means you can debug both .NET and non-.NET.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you upload a dump with 2.0 content, then you'll only get this debug with native only.
Hmm.
You can set the symbol paths,
And there's a public symbol server, right? Is that going to help me in this instance?
Well, for .NET code, you don't really need a symbol server at all. But if you want to do, if you want to look at the native stacks, they're certainly going to help you. And in here, it's very simple because it will start off by saying, do you want to use the Microsoft symbol servers? Yes, check this box.
Oh, that's all. Yeah. Okay, so I don't have to go and set all the environment variables and stuff.
And then you tell it, here is where I want it to cache my symbols. So once it's downloaded them from the internet, go ahead and put them in here. So next time I go in, I don't have to go out and look for them again.
Very cool.
I'm choosing here to only download when I ask it to, because I don't have a very good internet connection here, so I'm not going to care about the native stuff at all.
Okay.
But you just click OK to that, and then you just click on Debug with Mixed.
Now, is this just like pushing F5? Is this going to drop me into a line of code, or what's going
to... It will, except for it's not like pushing F5 because you can't debug from here.
Okay.
This is just a snapshot, so you can't continue debugging.
I see. So I'm in a moment in time. I can't go forward or backward.
No.
Okay.
And what it tells you here, because I don't have the symbols for NTDLL, it doesn't know what the function name is that I'm at. Currently,
okay.
It's not going to show me the code because I don't have the code for functions in NTDLL, but that's not what I'm interested in anyway.
Okay, so it's showing you a whole series of call stacks, and in this case, this is showing a system-level call, so you're sitting somewhere.
This is showing the exact call where I stopped the process, on the active thread when I stopped the process.
I see. How do we know we don't care about that?
We don't necessarily know that, but for debugging these things, this would be important, for example, if you debugged a crash, you would want to know what you're doing right now on this particular thread.
I see.
For hangs, for example, or for performance issues, you want to know what all threads are doing and why they're blocking.
So we want to see the parallel call stacks.
Yeah. And so we're going to do that. I have it open right here, and it's going to take a while for it to process and create all the stacks.
So this is new. I've never seen this before, parallel stacks.
And you can go into debug windows and select parallel stacks from there. So that's where we open it up from.
There seems like there's a big focus on parallelism in Visual Studio 2010.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with parallelism, though. This is showing basically any kind of .NET application or any kind of application for a long time has been multi-threaded. So this is just going to show you the stacks kind of in a visual view, just parallel to each other.
Have you ever been able to do this visually before?
No,
okay.
Never. So let me see if I can
Let's get the big picture.
Out.
Oh, wow. It's a little family tree.
Yeah, so here you see a bunch of addresses. This is because I don't have symbols for example, W3, WP host. But if you would debug this at home, you would have the symbols because you would download them.
Okay, so that's not showing function names. It's showing offsets
now. This is for native.
Okay.
But in this particular case, we're not interested in that anyways. What we're interested in is managed functions or .NET functions. And this is where this is really cool.
All right, zoom in and show me one of those there.
Yeah. So what this is doing here, let's see if I can... It's telling me I have 7 threads sitting in display recipe page load.
Mm.
So display recipe was my page,
right? That makes sense.
Page load. Out of those, 6 threads are sitting in monitor enter, which is basically waiting for a lock. A lock is used monitor enter, monitor exit in the background. So these are waiting on a lock, and one out of these 7 threads is waiting for, or is working on, get ingredients for recipe, which is a stored procedure, like a link query.
Okay, so I'm just guessing here, but if you've got 7 threads sitting in page load, only one is in get ingredients, the other ones are waiting, then something's wrong with that query.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
And here you can see all the way up, if you go up here, this is like basically the call from my link query to calling up into... the SQL Server layer.
Native method wrapper. So it's calling a stored procedure, and that stored procedure is taking a long time.
Yeah.
Ah.
So now we can go in here, and we can see, let's see if we can see this on screen. I can go ahead and do switch to frame.
Okay.
And you can see there are 6 threads sitting on line 39 of this page load, and 1 thread sitting on line 40.
Okay,
line 40 is probably the... Yeah.
Okay, so this visualization on the left here, scroll over to the left, that is, there's 7 threads that have the identical call stack. So it's collapsed them visually, and it's saying that there's 7 in this exact place.
Mm-hmm.
And then here are all those 7 frames.
Yeah.
All of them waiting in the same place, except this guy. He's waiting in 40. Okay, so what's on line 40?
So if we click on this, this pops us right back into the source code. And here on line 40, we have this link query.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really cool here is if you look at this side,
oh, wow.
You'll see here are my other 6 threads waiting on this lock line.
Mm.
And not only that, but you can go in here and look at things like, you know, just like you otherwise in Visual Studio, go in and look at the
So it really
values.
Is as if you're at a point in time. It's mm-hmm. it's showing you, you can't move forward, but you've got all your locals have been lined up.
In fact, if I move out here and go down to locals.
You must be looking forward to when this is going to become part of your daily job.
Here are my locals for this
one. Can you zoom in on that for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, here so we've lined everything up.
If I move to one of the other threads, I'll see the locals for that thread.
Wow, that's cool.
All that stuff. So here it's so much easier than...
So wait a second, are you saying that I literally only need to give you the dump file? There's no other files, there's no manifests
there's
or anything?
There's one caveat to that, and that's... here, the reason I can line this up real nicely with the source code
mm-hmm.
is because I have the source code on the same machine and it recognizes that. So I couldn't really pop up the source code like this. And I'm not sure if they're going to change any of that in the release version. But at least for now, I would need a source code and I would need it to be in the same place.
Okay. So if as an escalation engineer, you would ask them for the dump file and then the source.
Yeah.
And then you'd line them up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I could, for example, this parallel stacks thing, I could totally see that by just getting the dump file. And that might be all I need.
And you would see the names of the functions. You just wouldn't be able to go into the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
And that's pretty much all for that.
No, that's very cool. And that's in Visual Studio 2010.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Tess. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.